Psalms chapter 103, for David himself. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art exceedingly great. Thou hast put on praise and beauty, and art clothed with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heaven like a pavilion, who coverest the higher rooms thereof with water, who makest the clouds thy chariot, who walkest upon the wings of the winds, who makest thy angels spirits, and thy ministers a burning fire, who hast founded the earth upon its own bases. It shall not be moved forever and ever. The deep like a garment is its clothing. Above the mountains shall the waters stand. At thy rebuke they shall flee, at the voice of thy thunder they shall fear. The mountains ascend, and the plains descend into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound which they shall not pass over, neither shall they return to cover the earth. Thou sendest forth springs in the vales. Between the midst of the hills the waters shall pass. All the beasts of the field shall drink. The wild asses shall expect it in their thirst. Over them the birds of the air shall dwell. From the midst of the rocks they shall give forth their voices. Thou waterest the hills from thy upper rooms. The earth shall be filled with the fruit of thy works, bringing forth grass for cattle, and herb for the service of men, that thou mayest bring bread out of the earth, and that wine may cheer the heart of man, that he may make the face cheerful with oil, and that bread may strengthen man's heart. The trees of the field shall be filled, and the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted. There the sparrows shall make their nests. The highest of them is the house of the heron. The high hills are a refuge for the harts, the rock for the urchins. He hath made the moon for seasons, the sun knoweth his going down. Thou hast appointed darkness, and it is night. In it shall all the beasts of the woods go about, the young lions roaring after their prey and seeking their meat from God. The sun ariseth, and they are gathered together, and they shall lie down in their dens. Man shall go forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. How great are thy works, O Lord! Thou hast made all things in wisdom. The earth is filled with thy riches. So is this great sea, which stretcheth wide its arms. There are creeping things without number, creatures little and great. There the ships shall go, this sea dragon which thou hast formed to play therein. All